You're listening to Drive On Live, with Jason Wilder.
Right, okay, here on Live 89.5. I am joined in the studio. I am not alone because I have some superstars who are going to be performing at Dream Beach Club. I'm not alone. I'm on my mind. But I'm joined now, Dean.
Hey, everybody.
Who is part of Warrior Grooves.
Well, yes. He is Warrior Grooves.
The Warrior Grooves. Plural. And also, Errol Reed, who is a superstar from the musical area. Introduce yourself, guys. What's going on? Whoop!
Yo, what's up? What's up? Okay, Errol Reed in the house. The Izzy. Dean. Followed up.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Right, guys, so you're lucky enough to be here on this beautiful island because it's nice to see Dean, because I was checking out some of the stuff before, because we're joined also by the Dream Team from Dream Beach Club, and this is about all the festive brilliance that's going on, festive season 2019 into 2020. And Dean and Errol are part of the entertainment for this, because Warrior Grooves and also Errol Reed will be featuring as Warrior Grooves and Friends. Part of what's going on this weekend. Now, talk about what's going on, guys.
Yeah, we've got a crazy party going on tomorrow, and Errol and myself perform at the same time. So there's the music and Errol's big hits such as Nothing But Love For You, and a new track that we've just done called Keep On, which, you know, is fantastic to do live, really.
And don't forget My Old Man's a Dustman. I'm gonna be doing that.
This is the thing, because Errol, where would we know you from? Because this is the thing, I've done a bit of research before, and one of your tracks is part of my youth, because I was about 17, 18 years old in the early to mid 90s.
18, come on, man.
I've got a Zimmer frame just out the side here. But it was kind of during an amazing time to be in the UK, and the music scene was absolutely vibrant,
and it was a good time to make music and make money from music.
Yeah, the 90s was amazing, wasn't it?
Before Napster came in, the forerunner of Spotify and all the other download sites and streaming sites that followed. But it was a fantastic time to be in the music industry.
How did you get into it, Errol? Well, like, because you started off in Birmingham, yeah?
Originally from Birmingham, so yeah, I'm all right. Ozzy Osbourne.
You've lost the Brummie accent, that's for sure.
I had to. People didn't understand that.
Hey, right. It's got cool again now. Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, that's exactly. Right.
You can go back there if you want now, because it's all good. Shelby's order ended the garrison. But yeah, so it was an amazing time. And obviously, like, your track, one of the first tracks, you were in a band, China Black.
China Black, where my partner was Chinese and I was black, although I've done quite a few interviews where they go, "Where did you get the name China Black from?" And I'm like, "Are you blind? Are you Stevie Wonder? Can you not see that he's Chinese and I'm black, so hence the name China Black?"
Oh, when you were together, I thought you might have been just solo and having an interview, and he's saying, like, "You don't look Chinese though, mate." That's the thing.
It's in my family tree. I've got Chinese, half black, half Chinese cousins, so I'll just use that.
Well, there you go. But no, that was it. And you stormed the charts, the reggae charts, and then went on to actually storm the UK pop charts. Yeah. Did you do Top of the Pops?
Quite a few times.
Wow.
Got to know the producer Rick Blacksill very well.
That's amazing.
That much that I not even knew the guy that did it.
Amazing. He's like, "Well, you here again, Errol, are you?"
Exactly.
That's brilliant. And also, I've got to say, I've got to big up this, because obviously in every kid or every young adult's collection growing up with music being so vibrant at the time, then now that's what I call music. You're on one of them. And that's like superstardom.
And that was Richard Branson that did those, you know.
Right, really?
Yeah, Richard Branson started those from Ladbroke Grove. So yeah, we were I was on quite a few copies of those.
Wow, amazing.
Searching Stars and a few other songs that we did.
Well, this is it. I'm going to take a quick music break. Let's have that track, because I think that is kind of the way we're going to go. And then we'll be talking about what's going on Dream Beach Club this weekend, and also Dean with Warrior Groove. So we're going to have that, and then this is China Black here on Drive, Errol's track that got him into superstardom and linked him into the music world. Drive on Live. Check out the pipes on that boy. Check out that. That is beautiful. That is it brings back memories. As we said, it was one of those classics on the pop. Well done, Errol. That was
Thank you.
A great offering to the music world.
It's nothing that you can't do without a tight pair of trousers and a mankini.
You get right up there at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Right up there. Fantastic. And Dean, you were saying just before, as we were listening to that as well, the Ministry of Sound.
Yeah, big part of my life. Started with Ministry back in 2006. Travelling the world under the Head Candy and Ministry of Sound banner.
Rewrote the rules on clubbing, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing tours, you know. We were touring in different countries like four times a week. So it was good for the executive club.
Yeah.
The flight team. It was fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, and it brought it all together in a kind of a bit more of an outside of just the cities that it was going in. It kind of brought all that together, didn't it? There was people travelling all over. We've got one guy, if he's listening, Stampy, Paul Stampy, used to be around.
Stampy.
He used to be like jumping in helicopters going from like Scotland down to London and up to Newcastle. Yeah. He was like all over the shop. So like, yeah, happy times, really
crazy
good.
Crazy times, yeah.
And so, good vibes, so good. No? Pretty good vibes, yeah.
And it was a stint in Ibiza that I was looking after things and playing on a weekly basis there. That Errol and I formed our friendship, because Errol was coming in and doing live vocals for us. And it kind of escalated from there, and we've been working since, God, 2010, yeah? It's got to be, yeah? 2009?
Thereabouts, yeah.
You're coming up to your decade.
Yeah.
Decade
yeah.
friendship.
So big decade so we, party tomorrow. Yeah.
So you're taking me out, to dinner, darling? Are we going out for dinner? What's happening?
We can go for dinner if you want.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's an array of dinners that you can go to at Dream Beach Club.
Yeah,
they've got the Christmas Eve, which is going to be full of a juicy, delicious Christmas Eve dinner prepared with love by the wonderful chefs in the spirit of holidays. Also, there's the Seaside Christmas Eve, which is going on. Christmas Day. Is going to be going off. That is the 24th of December, technically. And Wednesday, the 25th of December, you can celebrate on the beach. It's all going to be groovy. As always, Dream Beach Club, they turn it up. All the brunches are amazing. B-boy dancers, dream dancers, resident DJs, live musicians. But tomorrow and Sunday, what's going on? Pool party-tastic.
Tomorrow, we've got the dancers, we've got live percussion, we've got live sax. We've got our good friend Errol on vocals.
I'm going to be there. We've got
the Warrior
Crews. We've got astronauts. We've got people parachuting in.
Yeah.
It's just going to be off the chain. Oh. If you ain't there, you're missing out.
Yeah, so make sure you come down.
And tell us a little bit, Dean, as well, because it's Warrior Groove is the kind of, and as well as the look, give us a little vibe, because I've seen the look and it's incredible.
So the Warrior Groove's concept is the Indian headwear, very Jamiroquai-esque. It's with live musicians and live percussion, a DJ set that's more tech house based and disco, with Errol's progressive side coming in when he does his live vocals.
Yeah, which is nice. Which is like the old school sort of like MC, the club type vibe, like bringing it on. But
you don't know.
but a bit more with the vocal sort of like singing as well. Because I've been checking out, of course, like when I knew that this was going on, checking out some YouTube footage as well. Which I'd encourage anyone who's listening to do. Go to YouTube and check out the Warrior Grooves, and you'll see like a bit of part of it. It's like it's a bit of a circus, isn't it? It's a bit of everything going on.
Yeah, it's very visually. It's outstanding, and musically, you know, and with Errol adding his flavour into it, it's just, there's something there for everybody, so, you know.
And I've seen you, Errol, you're getting excited as well, because
I'm always jumping around.
He's jumping around, and not only jumping around, he's flossing as well.
Oh, you saw that one.
You could. That's a big tune as well, man. That's a massive tune right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I respect that. I think that's brilliant getting it on, because why not? Just have a good time. That's what it's about.
If you don't floss, you get all that food caught in between the teeth. You know what I mean? It's got to be done.
Some would say the mankini can be a decent floss as well. So, what time's it going on, guys, through the weekend?
We're going to kick off around 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Excellent.
And we've also got other live singers performing on the day, so you know, get down early, because the beds will be taken, and I will be doing my rounds in the outfit, giving something a little special to everyone.
Excellent. Well, it looks cool.
Sounds a little bit dodgy, but no. Yeah.
It's a pool party all day long. Okay, so that is going on Dream Beach Club tomorrow, the 7th, and Sunday, the 8th, and that's going on from 2 p.m. onwards. It's a great place to be. Dream Beach Club is just beautiful. It's staggeringly beautiful as well. And also, what's coming up next, guys?
Forever Jackson. Michael Jackson on Saturday the 21st of December. You've got to come and check that out too at Dream Beach.
Yeah, this guy's phenomenal. He's like Europe's number one MJ tribute act, and he's absolutely fantastic. If you check it out online, go in onto YouTube and check out Forever Jackson, then you'll be blown away. So you must come and see him on the 21st of December.
Michael Jackson is alive. He's not dead.
He's back.
Shamon, he's back and he's in a vengeance.
He's moonwalked back into the building.
He's moonwalked back into this dimension. But that's the thing. And also, you can obviously check out everything going on. I've got a lovely little booklet here, which I think is very nicely presented. Very cool indeed. And also, you can check out on Facebook, of course, Dream Beach Club. Just type it in now and you'll find out all the things going on. And then going through Christmas, which we've mentioned, there is the Christmas dinner. There's the Seaside Christmas Eve, the Mad Hatter Tea Party, which is happening in the build up to the New Year's, which sounds, that'll be fantastic. That's where you can get checked out in your most fashionable hat and join the Mad Hatter Tea Party brunch. The famous Dream Sunday brunch spread will be available, as well as high tea selections and free flow options. Everybody loves a little free flow around this time of year. And then we've got New Year's Eve. What's happening at Dream Beach Club?
New Year's Eve, we've got, there's over 8 dancers performing with us on the night. We've got myself with the Warrior Grooves team, live percussion along with the DJ. We've got James Kane, who's an amazing DJ from the UK, and Vicky Love from Russia.
I know Vicky well, she's amazing.
Yeah,
she's really
DJ.
Cool. She bounces.
Yeah.
She knows how to bounce and get the crowd bouncing as well. So that's very cool to have Vicky Love back on the island. She's been away. She's been back to Russia and America. She's been touring around. Yeah. So, yeah, great to have her back. So that'll be super cool, guys.
Excellent.
And rocking into 2020.
Yeah,
right, so let's go back to talking a little bit about where we're going to go out with this track here, because this is another one, After Searching, that got you, Errol, into the ears of the people again. Let's talk about this with Axel.
Oh, this is really a funny one. This came about because Axwell was, and I'm going back about 20 years, 2000, 2001, Axwell was in town, needed someone to come in and do a top line on a track. I ended up over at Island Records in the studio that Bob Marley recorded a lot of his stuff in, his track. So I ended up writing, the song before this was a song called Feel the Vibe that went, Vibe, you gotta feel the... Did that track with Axwell, that went down really well.
Come on, man. That's what we wanted. Why didn't we have this from the start? Just a non-stop.
So did that track with Axwell, then about 5 years later, he said, we need to recreate the magic. I flew to Stockholm. We ended up doing this track called Nothing But Love. That evening, went out for dinner with him, a guy called Steve Angelo, and another guy called Sebastian Ingrosso. And he said, what do you think of the name Swedish House Mafia? And I'm like, why? He said, because we're thinking of going out as a trio DJing. And we want to call ourselves Swedish House Mafia. And I said, why do you want to call yourselves that? He said, because he's Swedish, Axwell. We're both Italian. We like house music, so Swedish House Mafia. I'm like, yeah, okay. Little did I know it was going to grow to the point that it is now. A huge brand and a massive profile within the music industry. And this is a song I did with Axel around that time when this was all coming together, called Nothing But Love, which was a main feature in their shows when they were doing with David Guetta. Calvin Harris was their support act. Avicii and all these guys that were around at the time, and this was one of the songs that was a main feature, and it's called Nothing But Love, which is what I got for you out there, Phuket.
That's right, guys. Thanks ever so much for coming in. Amazing to meet you, Dean.
Thank you.
Warrior Grooves, Errol, amazing.
Thank you for having
us. And also thank you to Dream Beach Club. Check it out. Find them on Facebook for all the events going on. They're having a great time all through the festive season, 2019 into 2020. Cheers, guys.
Live 89.5, your island, your station.